I can only think of the potential problems when you get a whole bunch of people and a whole bunch of animals together. It just sounds like an accident in the making. And so far, obviously, after 18 years, you're doing something right.
Yes, it's grown every year. I mean, it obviously started with just a few hundred people years and years ago. And, you know, yeah, you'd be surprised. I mean, we always ask that people bring only well-behaved, well-socialized dogs. So some people choose not
Everybody thinks
dogs.
Their own dog is well-behaved and well-socialized.
That's a very good point.
My dog would never hurt anybody.
That's a very, very good point. But I think the, you know, just because it's a walk and everyone's busy walking and doing things, you know, the dogs and the people don't have time to sit around and get in trouble. Everyone's busy.
Is it only dogs? Do people ever bring other things?
No, there's cats, there's goats, there's snakes, there's a giant turtle. Yeah, all kinds of different animals. Ferrets.
As a longtime snake owner, you can't put a leash on a snake.
Oh, you are a snake owner,
can,
huh?
You cannot. No, I'm trying to figure out the logistics here. So people
really
are walking, carrying these things as opposed to...
Giant snake wrapped around.
Oh, okay. That would
things
be
that creep some people out, I guess.
That would make more sense. So where's the money go, Barb?
The money goes to fund our programs. We do spay and neuter at low cost. We adopt out animals. We foster animals, and we transport animals from other shelters so that they can be rehomed. So we need the money to come in so that we can do more of this life-saving work.
Who has a better time during the walk, the people or the animals?
Oh, my gosh. I think everyone has a great time.
At the end, I'm just wondering who's more tired. How far is it? It's a walk, obviously, but it's not one of these 25-mile hikes.
It is a great way to wear out your dog, that's for sure. So the walk is 1.5 miles, but you know that's something that
we get
that question a lot. Oh, what if I can't walk that far, or what if my dog can't walk that far? And we certainly want everyone to be safe. You know, if you have an older dog or it's warm out, certainly keep their safety in mind. So some people, you know, there's so many activities there. Some people may not even do the walk. They may just go check out the vendors and the contests and find a nice grassy area in the park and sit down and take it all in. Or, you know, if you have high energy dogs like me, maybe you go around the lake 3 times and that's okay.
Does everybody who walks have to carry a little plastic bag?
Oh, we have plenty of bags to give out for everyone. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for keeping that in mind.
So how do people get involved and how much is it going to cost them?
MarchForTheAnimals.org. You can go and sign up now. You can also sign up the day of the event. The event starts at 10, but we open registration at 9. And so we ask that everyone raise or donate $40, and that will get you the T-shirt, the goodie bag, and the dog bandana.
And it's coming up Sunday where?
Druid Hill Park.
Right there where all the dogs are. You can't miss it. Barb Clapp and Tammy Goshoff of the Maryland SPCA, thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thank you.
Thank you.